Hello, Malcolm here. Today we're talking about one thing. What is the one thing? Just one thing. This is Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 105. Thanks for joining me, and I hope that today's episode is useful. Bit shorter than usual. I've got a lot on this week. It was bank holiday yesterday, busy weekend before that, weekend away with a retreat coming up. So therefore, just one thing today. And it's very appropriate because often when we're speaking, we have so many ideas that we can get cluttered in our own head, and what comes out of our mouths can be cluttered, and what comes into our audience's minds is very cluttered and therefore confused, and they walk away perhaps thinking it was an interesting or impressive presentation but not getting that one thing that they need. Most lessons do need to be about one thing, don't they? Most of the books say that. A lot of the online training or in-person training you'll get is about that. And I decided to put this to the test this last Sunday in particular. We had a message which I had planned to be mostly evangelistic. It came from Psalm 100. Our whole service was based on that. You can see it online, Thames Valley Churches of Christ website, and some of it's on my own as well. And the verse 3 of Psalm 100 was what I wanted to focus on. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And I decided to take the sheep of His pasture as the main point, along with He made us, and make the main point be about safety. When we're in Jesus' sheep pen, we're safe. And John chapter 10 and Luke chapter 15 about the lost sheep worked into that. But it was about one point, and that point was about being safe. The title was How to Be Safe. And the way I made sure that this was my main point was to make sure that it was in my subtitle points, the word safe, and also that I was using the word safe in a lot of different ways and in different contexts all the way through the lesson. Now, just before I recorded this, I decided to go back and listen to the recording of the lesson. It was about 30 minutes long. And I counted up all the times I used the word safe or safety or safely or even unsafe. And it came to 90. At least 90, there might have been a few more. But about 90 times I used the word safe in 30 minutes. That's a lot of uses of the word safe. But it left my audience with no confusion about what the point was. And it helped me to stay on point to make sure that I didn't confuse the people I'm listening to. Isn't that point enough? That with Jesus we are safe, that without Jesus we are unsafe, in many ways in this world, but particularly in the world to come. And that word safe is very emotive. It means a lot to people, that whether they feel safe or unsafe. And it means a lot about to the people we love, whether we feel safe or unsafe, and whether they do. And Jesus wants us to feel and be safe, even though we live in a chaotic world. And he wants us to know that our safety is his prime concern, especially for the life to come. And of course, the words saved and salvation have a connotation with safety. So anyway, I go on about this just to say there is only one point in my lesson this last Sunday. Was there only one in yours? Do you think it's important to have only one? Well, how many points really were there in your previous lesson? I don't mean subpoints. I mean one main point. And when you're thinking about your next lesson this coming Sunday, whenever it is, could it have only one point? And could that one point be boiled down to one word? My title was How to Be Safe, but my key word was safe, safety. How about in your next lesson, doing your best to try that? I'm not sure I did it completely smoothly in my lesson, to be perfectly honest. You can listen and give me feedback if you like, but I am glad that I achieved my purpose of getting only one point across. I'm going to try that more clearly, more often in future lessons. How about you? Have you tried this kind of thing? Have you found it to work? What do you think are the advantages of focusing in on one point and perhaps even one word? What might be the disadvantages of doing so? I would love to know. So please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording so that we can learn from one another. We learn best when we learn in community. Do me a favor, pass the link to this on to one other person. If you can see a like button, click it. That helps increase the visibility of these recordings. And if you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, please click the subscribe button and then you'll be notified when new recordings go up online. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.